Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins today in the Senate. An NPR investigation has examined more than 200 criminal cases related to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Tom Dreisbach has more.
A central question in Trump's impeachment trial is whether he incited people to storm the Capitol. NPR found that at least 24 defendants charged in connection with the riot made specific and explicit claims that they came to the Capitol because of Trump. For example, Kenneth Grayson of Pennsylvania allegedly said, quote, "If Trump tells us to storm the bleeping Capitol, I'ma do that then." He used the word we cannot repeat on the radio. Some defendants allegedly told the FBI they thought Trump was actually marching with them to the Capitol. And others echoed Trump's language calling for a, quote, wild rally on the day of the attack, which ended with five people dead. Trump's attorneys have argued that he never incited the attack and called for only peaceful protests. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Some pharmacies will start booking appointments for COVID-19 vaccines today. A limited number of pharmacies around the country will be getting doses to administer starting this Thursday. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
Because almost every community has one, pharmacies are considered a key channel for administering vaccines. And right now, demand for vaccines is far greater than supply. Initially, the federal government will ship 1 million doses a week to about 10% of the country's pharmacies. Each participating store, in other words, will only administer an average of about 20 shots per day. Consumers are advised to check their local eligibility requirements, then check their pharmacy's websites to see if appointments are available. But retailers and federal officials urge patience. Appointments will be hard to come by until vaccine supplies ramp up, likely in late spring. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Federal safety investigators have released their report into the likely cause of the helicopter crash that killed basketball icon Kobe Bryant and eight others. They say the helicopter's pilot became disoriented in bad weather. He had been legally banned from flying into the clouds, but did so anyway. One of the co-founders of the Motown hit group The Supremes has died, according to her publicist. Mary Wilson was 76. Her cause of death was not announced. Wilson says the group's first big hit, Where Did Our Love Go, began to top the charts in 1964 when they were on tour.
Then, of course, the record creeped up the charts, and we were stars. In fact, I remember instead of going home on the bus, we flew. That was our first plane ride.
Mary Wilson was in the Supremes until it disbanded in 1977. Other original group members were Diana Ross and Florence Ballard. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 80 points. It's NPR. Scientists from the World Health Organization and China are in Wuhan. They've discussed their findings into the emergence of the coronavirus in the Chinese city. The team says it's not clear how the virus moved to humans, although a Wuhan seafood market was a major virus cluster at the start of the outbreak. Today's the third day of a massive search and rescue operation in northern India. A giant landslide killed dozens of people Sunday. As many as 200 others are missing. NPR's Lauren Freya reports from Mumbai.
Indian soldiers and police are digging to reach construction workers buried alive when a landslide barreled down from the Himalayas on Sunday. One survivor says he had to cling to the roof of a tunnel when water gushed in. This is in an area of India's Uttarakhand state where environmental experts have long warned against more construction because it's prone to such floods. Many of those killed and trapped are workers at a hydroelectric dam that was swept away by the deluge. Scientists are poring over satellite images to try to figure out whether the landslide was caused by a melting glacier or a rock fall. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
The United Nations says Ethiopia has granted permission for another 25 UN staffers to enter its northern Tigray province. Fighting has been overwhelming between Tigrayan militias and the Ethiopian military. Unconfirmed reports continue to surface of horrific killings of thousands of civilians. These have not been confirmed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.